You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A big, big thank you to everyone who came out to the Grand Rapids live show we did last Thursday night. As promised, we're broadcasting those interviews for coming weeks. One of our guests was John Senkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com, taking us through our monthly look at the West Michigan music scene. It's so good to have you here.
It's great, and this feels like I'm one of the rock stars that I write about up on this stage. This is a much different environment than being in my basement talking to you via Skype.
The same here. Well, this is great. So we're going to start with a band that you say is as truly distinctive as any band that's come out of the state of Michigan, the Go-Rounds, whose front man, I love this quote, has said his band was woefully inaccessible.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see what's happened to the Go-Rounds. They're from the Kalamazoo area. Graham Parsons is the front man, and this band has probably made more progress and become a more lively and more interesting live band and more distinctive in terms of its sound than any band that we've seen out of West Michigan over the last 5 years. They sort of had this twangy kind of folk kind of thing going. Now they say they're heading more toward the ambient electronic realm. He uses two microphones when he performs, one that has kind of effects on it. And it really adds a very interesting dynamic sort of nature to it. And it's interesting to watch the audience during his shows, too, because they are all involved. When I was up north at a festival performance for them, even other band members from other bands, like the Accidentals, would gather up really close to the stage to watch Graham do his thing. And they just recently released a new EP. They also have a following in Mexico. They perform there fairly regularly. They also released this EP in Mexico as well. And they're also going to be working on a full-length album that's going to be released later this year as well.
Let's take a listen to that new EP. This is Code, and then we're going to be back and talk about it a bit more on the other side.
Darling, I am starving for release. Snarling like the belly of the unfaithful beast. This is a test.
How did they get a strong following in Mexico?
You know, that's a good question. They actually had connections there, and so when they first went there, I think it just sort of developed beyond that. But I'll tell you that their strongest following is here in Michigan, and that's where they really started their following. He's been involved with a lot of other bands as well in terms of cultivating and really helping the band scene in the Kalamazoo area. They recorded this particular album at Stonehouse Recording in Grand Rapids, which is a great little studio in one of the oldest houses in the city, as a matter of fact. I think their new album, he's calling it their best work yet, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for fans especially, because I think they have this devoted, very intense following.
All right, now we go over to Grand Rapids rapper and hip-hop artist Lady Ace Boogie. And I can tell the way you write about her and the way you talk about her, you really like her work. Why is that?
She is a very upbeat individual. I have to tell you that I've met a lot of artists over the years, and to find someone who has such a good heart and such a positive smile whenever she performs, and at the same time, her last album was called Feel Good Music. This most recent album is a far more, I think, a difficult album for her, because she talks about a lot of personal problems. She's part of the LGBT community, and so that's part of what's happening here. Everything from, you know, the discrimination that happens as perhaps a female in the hip-hop realm and that kind of thing. But she does such a marvelous job of being able to put that together, not only with her rapping, but on her new album, she's also developing a vocal singing style and melodies that really kind of resonate, I think, with an audience. She recently had her album release show at the Pyramid Scheme here in Grand Rapids. It's a various wonderful celebration. A lot of other hip-hop artists were part of it as well. She's just a lot of fun to listen to, and she's got a great rapping style.
All right, so let's take a listen to a bit of your magic from Lady Ace Boogie.
Take it one step at a time. Focus clearly on your mission. You're a work of art, just manage the commission. Celebrate your beauty, know your worth, and love yourself. You gotta love yourself before you love anyone else. Come on.
Everyone. everyone else and be yourself.
She's laying down a challenge to her listeners, isn't she?
Absolutely, and it's very uplifting. And you can tell from those lyrics, she's trying to tell people to be yourself and definitely rise up above. She takes this vulnerability that she's got and she turns it into something really positive, whether it's, you know, talking about her past troubles and at the same time trying to bring other people up with her music. It's just a lot of fun to watch her perform. And I've seen her in the studio up close. I've seen her, you know, in front of big crowds. And it's great that she is able to sort of take that next step with the sophomore album. I really like what she's done.
All right. Now we change to a Celtic gear with a new studio album from The Founding. And it sounds like this band has evolved from a fun Irish kind of bar band called Blarney Castle to The Founding. So how has that change reflected in their sound?
Well, it's very interesting because they're a Celtic band, but they, you know, and the founder of this band really wanted to sort of, he found other people at Western that he wanted to sort of bring into that Celtic thing. Some people didn't even know what Celtic music was and really hadn't been part of it. He brought them in, and before you knew it, they had sort of created this own sound. The thing I like about them is it's very difficult to find a young band with this kind of exuberance for tradition when it comes to that kind of music, and at the same time making it their own, because they've kind of contemporized what's happened here with the Celtic music. And yet at the same time, anybody who loves Celtic music, and there's a lot of people out here who love Irish music and Scottish music, they will find a lot to like about this band. And they're very young, very energetic, and I love what they're doing with their original compositions.
Well, here is a track called Fox. This is The Founding.
The moment he saw her, he knew that he could not break free. For just as he went so far away, she could run and run just to say. As the storm holds, does the fox know that the wind and the rain are the least of his woes? Just as the bird sings and the bell rings, such is the way of the world.
You can hear from that they're incorporating other world music,
yep.
Klezmer textures,
yes.
A lot of pop. Something that sort of makes them stand out a little bit more maybe from some of the other bands that are in that Celtic realm. But at the same time, they're playing a lot of Irish music festivals.
Yeah, in fact, and they're embraced. We hit a lot of these. We have over the years because my daughter danced, Irish dance. And audiences at these Celtic festivals love when somebody brings in African drums or brings
sure.
in klezmer. And speaking of outdoor music festivals, rollicking Celtic music, tell us where they'll be the Founding will play through this summer.
So they'll be playing at the Alma Highland Festival in Alma on May 26th.
That's
Buttermilk
still
going. Jamboree in Dalton and south of Grand Rapids. And if you've never been to Buttermilk Jamboree, it's one of my favorite music festivals, one of the first of the summer. It's a very family-friendly affair. Lots of eclectic, great music at that particular festival. The Plainwell Bandshell in Plainwell on June 20th, and then the Michigan Irish Music Festival in Muskegon in September, which is a gigantic Irish music festival that a lot of people love going to. Wonderful band, and I'm really glad to see them sort of making that, taking that next step, and they're a rising star in the scene.
We're going to wind up today with the Hacky Turtles, which is, I think, my all-time favorite band name ever, the Hacky Turtles from Traverse City.
So originally they grew up in Traverse City. They actually formed the band when they were students in East Lansing at Michigan State University. They moved to Chicago, performed there, and now they're centered in Grand Rapids. They love it here. I think they appreciate the fact that the music scene here in West Michigan is very supportive. And to watch these guys play, it's so much fun. And I think I have to repeat how I described them. They're sort of like the Red Hot Chili Peppers taking a road trip to the Appalachians with John Mayer.
Right.
Just think about that for a minute. But they really do have that Red Hot Chili Peppers vibe, very funky. The lead singer, Mark, is just a very energetic guy on stage, and it's just a lot of fun to watch them play. And yet at the same time, they got this sort of folky kind of basis to them. A lot of fun live. Definitely a band that I would encourage you to see live at any time.
You better take your time.
That's their new single, Grace, that's been released on all platforms, and I know they're working on some new material as well. They're going to be playing in Detroit at E&B Brewery Lofts on May 25, Arcadia Brewing in Kalamazoo before that on May 12th, and then are back in Grand Rapids on May 31 to play Mulligan's Pub, but I know they got a lot of dates all summer long.
Too fun. So that, just to recap, the Hacky Turtles, The Founding with their new studio album, Form. We're going to be playing festivals all over through the summer. Lady Ace Boogie with her new album, Don't Box Me In, and the Go-Rounds' new EP, Code. And you can find out lots more about these and other West Michigan artists. Just go to localspins.com, edited and published by the one and only John Sinkovich. John, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. It was so much fun to have you talk music.
Thank you for letting me be part of this.
Thank you so much. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.